'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Shall we expect the approach of danger? Shall some transatlantic giant step the earth and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe and Asia could not by force take a drink from the Ohio River or set a track on the Blue Ridge in the trial of a thousand years. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we will live forever or die by suicide.
truth and as uncompromising as justice. On this subject, I do not wish to think or speak or write with moderation. I am in earnest. I will not equivocate. I will not excuse, and I will not retreat a single inch, and I will be heard.
Oh, it's the Tin Train Show
with Rob Kamian.
What happened there? We messed up.
Oh well.
It was never gonna work. I thought I did quite well.
That was my notes.
That was Titus Andronicus with A More Perfect Union, the opening track from their new album, The Monitor. Epic album,
actually, yeah.
You're listening to Tin Train's The Milkshake that does bring all the boys to the yard.
I thought they all bring the boys.
Well, no, I thought the person who performed the song, specifically Khalees. Khalees's milkshake brings... Yes, but also ours.
More specifically, Ed's Diner's.
We're all enjoying Ed's Diner's milkshake. I've gone for coffee and banana.
We haven't been paid to do this spot. We just do it because we love it.
Yeah. We love it. And they love us. They play us all the time in there.
So Oliver's back. As you can tell, he's already made his mark on this show.
That was quite half-hearted to sell, but thank you.
If you want to say how much you love Oliver, then how can they get in touch, Ollie?
Well, in a multitude of ways. My personal phone number, studio@rarefm.co.uk. Text RARE and your message to 60300, or leave a message at the website at www.rarefm.co.uk. What do we have coming up on the show today?
Plenty of music, plenty of banter.
Breakfast banter.
Dasal has a bit of man flu, so let's get some sympathy mail.
I'm not feeling well.
But Dasal, to make you feel better, you get to choose a song. So what would you like?
Well, I think Rare FM's back up and running. Tin Trains is back to its best with Mr. Oliver. And for that reason, I'm going to play The Power Is On by The Go Team.
We'll be right back. is Rare FM.
Magnificent Seven there, dedicated to our Magnificent Seven listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's now time for one of our regular items, that of Breakfast Banter. In
It's Breakfast Banter.
So who would like to introduce?
I think you should, Rob. It's your idea.
No, it was DeSalle's idea.
Well, this is... I've been meaning to go to this one for quite some time. It's the Double Six Cafe on Evershot Street, 66, I believe.
Very near to uni. Convenient.
And Euston Station.
Yes, very convenient. So me and Ollie went there first. Mm-hmm. And... got a lovely tea in a lovely, nice, not posh, not over the top, just a nice white cup of tea. Nice white mug.
60p.
It did actually come white, which annoyed me slightly. I would have liked the option of putting milk in.
No, but you could have asked for a black.
I mean, if you ask for a cup of tea, they bring it automatically with milk.
Yeah.
But they were so lovely as well.
It was only 60p.
And they had some regulars.
They did, yeah. I felt slightly out of place. I felt like I wanted to go, hey, happy birthday to the waitress. Yeah. And
there was a man who looked exactly like Carluccio, who was a taxi driver who came and ordered as usual.
Let's talk about what we ate.
So,
the favourite bit.
So I had a number two with beans.
We all had a number two.
You two just had the bog standard number two.
Yes.
What was yours different about yours?
I got baked beans with it.
As well.
It's lovely tomatoes, skinless.
Oh,
just,
the tomatoes were fantastic.
Tender,
I'm usually quite suspicious of the tomatoes.
And I think their triumph with the eggs. The yolks were soft. The whites were, perfect. Pleasantly fluffy.
You know, the thing is, the yolks, they had a nice sort of cooked bit on the outside. It was cooked, but then when you dunked... it was a molten pool of yolk.
The thing is, listeners, it's just a standard greasy spoon, but it's the best of the ones we've tried.
And it was only £3.50.
Yeah, you can't argue with them prices.
If you want to see a picture of it, it's on our Twitter.
Yeah, we started twit-picking.
Are you trying to be street?
We're hip to the jive, finger on the culture pulse.
I'm really annoyed. I didn't realise it didn't have beans, because I looked at yours and yours had beans, and then I didn't get beans, and I only just realised that I didn't have beans, and I love beans.
Love beans for the breakfast.
Anyway, is it time to score?
Okay.
Yeah, we can score.
The Double Six Diner on Evershot Street, Oliver.
For a greasy spoon, five spoons, for an everyday breakfast haunt, it could probably kill you, and for that, 3.5 spoons.
I'm quite similar with Robbie on this one. I think it's beautiful. I think even if you compare it to all other breakfasts, I'd say a 3.5.
And Rob?
A five spoons if for the price, four spoons for the flavour.
Every time.
Yes, so that was Breakfast Banter. If you know any way you like to eat, email us, studio@rfm.co.uk, text around your message to 60300, or leave a message at the website at www.rfm.co.uk. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, if you've seen any breakfast places you've walked past...
and you've thought, I'm not brave enough to go in there.
But
We are, damn it.
We will tell you what it's like. We will take that first...
We are intrepid breakfast barbarians.
Mm. Barbarians?
Yeah. I wanted alliteration. I wanted to sound brave.
Breakfast. Okay.
That's the sound of Oliver supping on his Ed's Diner milkshake.
Available now.
Time for Rob's gig review.
Yes. I always look forward to this shit.
Rob's gig review.
I've missed that.
Okay. And this week on Monday, I went to see The Tallest Man on Earth, who was actually not The Tallest Man on Earth.
Disappointment.
Yeah, there were a few people at the back, some circus fans who showed up thinking they were going to see The Tallest Man on Earth. It just turned out to be a short Swedish guy with a guitar.
How dare he?
Yeah, I know.
How very dare
he? Fake advertising. Anyway, he was amazing. For someone whose songs are just on acoustic guitar, he makes it so much of a show. He just wanders around the stage stamping, like glaring at the audience, getting really into his songs, being really emotional. Performing them perfectly. His voice is even more powerful live than on record, and he just seemed genuinely humbled every time he got some applause. And even when he had to tune between songs, he was perfectly happy to just let us chat between ourselves while he like overlooked the audience, like taking it all in and all that. He played about half from his old album, half from his upcoming new album, and a cover and a brand new song, which was absolutely amazing. And I wish he could have played longer, but he played for an hour, which is enough for like
that's good
guy.
For like a solo person.
Yeah, and he's back in June, and next time he's bringing his banjo, so I definitely have to check that out.
Banjo?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I love banjo. Okay, so I guess that's all you can say. I have done some pictures and a full text review, which will hopefully go up on 130bpm.com this week, so look out for that. But for now, here's a song by The Tallest Man on Earth. It's called You're Going Back, and it's from his upcoming album, The Wild Hunt.
cry from the laughter. When it's not for some sake and the city's not near. But now you're going back, you're going back. But I hope you could hear all the screams from the trees and the love of a dog. Let us float in the tears, let us cry from the laughter. When it's not for some sake and the city's not near. But now you're going back, you're going back, you're going back.
That was Vashi Bunyan with Diamond Day.
Very soothing.
Another mobile advert.
So. Yes. Exactly. I'm you know,
you've
exploring
done that, what,
the
three times recently.
The Orange back catalogue.
They should release a compilation album.
They are actually all quite good songs.
Yeah, I bet there's someone who has like to be Orange's music finder.
Yeah,
it's quite good. They've had Jana Newsom and now Vashti Bunyan. And
they
what was the other one?
Arthur Russell. We have
Arthur Russell. Yeah. Anyway, Oliver has been quite angry with us recently because we refused to go to Turkish Bath with him.
Yeah. Well, Desal was up for it, but I asked a lot of people and they're all a little hesitant, and I want to know why
there
that
are
is.
Some quite good reasons.
List them, enumerate them, regale me.
It's expensive.
expense.
All right, fair point. £8, I think.
£5 towel.
It's a deposit. You get that back to Sal. Stop complaining.
I can take a bath in my own house.
A Turkish bath is more...
What is a Turkish bath?
Varying room. Well, it's a highly humid, hot room, then a series of dry rooms with varying heats and a cold plunge pool. It's great for the skin, great for muscular tone. There's no downside here, guys.
Would one have to be naked?
Listen, if one wanted to be naked...
Is this a place where lots of young men like to hang out naked? And
or old men.
Right.
Is a house of Turkish baths also what is known as a bathhouse in other cultures and countries?
No, precisely not. Anyone who... regular readers of my blog... I crack myself up.
OliverRay.blogspot.com.
Thank you. We'll know that I experimented with communal nude bathing in Japan.
Mm.
The Turkish bath, you're swaddled in toweling, if you wish. And on mixed days, you have to wear swimsuits, more's the pity. So there's no nudity involved, if you don't want it, possibly apart from the plunge pool.
How do you know if it's a mixed day?
There's a timetable.
Okay.
Presumably posted online.
Presumably. But you don't know.
I don't think these sort
And there's
of
days that you can go in when it's all male. And
listen, there's nothing...
Let's go on an all male day.
Yeah, let's go and just get back to basics. There's nothing... Yes, we might towel each other down afterwards. Yes, we might give each other a quick tug with scented oils. That doesn't make it gay.
Okay.
I'm starting to be one round. I don't know. If we go...
What had it for? What started to win you round there?
The quick tug.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd be more okay if there were more of us. When it was just going to be one-on-one with me and Ollie, that feels kind of like a...
Why? Surely that's better. The fewer penises, the better.
No, the more penises, the better.
The more penises, the better.
Yeah.
You heard it here first,
listeners. Well, we are still dedicated to doing a nude show when we get a webcam.
If you think there's a positive correlation between number of penises and enjoyment, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk, text around your message to 60300, or leave a message at the website at www.rarefm.co.uk.
I've certainly seen some videos where... people think a lot of penises are the way to enjoyment.
Mm. And a lot of that takes place in steam rooms, saunas, and bathrooms.
But,
you know, with practical, wipeable surfaces.
Yes, very clean. So do you can I just interject? We're looking for a dream, as always.
Yes,
always
analysis.
Looking for a dream.
Do you have a song?
Well, I thought... Because people were certainly hesitant about this little adventure, I hope we'll find ourselves on eventually. And also that, it could be viewed as slightly homoerotic. What finer track to play than the noted song by Kenneth Loggins, Danger Zone, featured in Top Gun? Hit it! You're listening to Tin Trains, taking you in the danger zone.
Well, that was Kenny Loggins, not Kenneth Loggins.
Kenneth to his friends.
Yeah, I call him Kenneth.
Yeah, you and me both.
Mm. Anyway, this next bit, I wasn't really anticipating doing a such a strange change of tone from really happy to quite sad news this week about... Do you like my change of tone there? That's quite good.
Especially now you've explained
yeah,
it.
I got confused. Let me say hello to Larry and Sarah listening in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
International radio.
Indeed. Anyway, this week, some sad news, more sad news. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Mark Linkers passing away, and this week, Alex Chilton passed away. Famous singer, songwriter, lead guy of Big Star and the Box Tops. He's done many, many classic albums. I only really know him through his Big Star work.
Yeah, I've never heard Box Tops.
One redeeming feature of these famous musicians passing away is it gives you a reason to go and check out their back catalogue, as I hope many people have done for Mark Linkous, and hopefully will do for...
It's that horrible thing where people become all the more famous once they've died.
Yeah. I mean, it even happened to Michael Jackson, and he was already, like, the most famous person in the world. But anyway, back to Alex Chilton, yeah. An excellent songwriter, wrote three classic albums. Well, the first one was half written by him, with Big Star. Amazing power pop stuff. And I don't really know what else you can say about it, but I can't see why anyone would ever not like Big Star. So all I can say is check it out. This is from their first album. It's called Watch the Sunrise.
Thank you.
Wonderful big star with Watch the Sunrise.
And thanks to Brandon for emailing in his views about Turkish bathing.
And thank you to Catherine, who's listening as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Oliver, tell us about your new potential job prospect.
I don't have a potential job prospect.
Career prospect.
Well, no career prospect. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oliver has been scouted for modelling.
Yeah. Yes.
Outside UCL.
Yeah,
just saw his lovely waif figure.
Yes.
What were you wearing that day?
Actually, I was wearing exactly what I'm wearing today.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Should we take
it's all rather
embarrassing. We'll take a picture and put it on the Twitter so everyone can see.
Oh, good God.
Why he got model scouted.
It's the mustache. He's got a little bit of stubble on the upper lip at the moment.
Listen, as regular listeners, I crack myself up, will know. I can't culture facial hair. I wish I could. But DeSalle's making fun because I can only manage the downy upper lip growth of a young Mediterranean girl.
Well, that's okay, because all models look baby-faced.
Right.
Yeah, I think you've got it.
What kind of modelling is it?
It's sort of high-fashion editorial stuff, apparently. Although I did wonder why he asked me to drop my trousers.
Have you actually been in? Have you followed this up?
It's I gave
a
woman at the agency a ring.
Is that a casting?
Wait, you gave her a ring? Like, you proposed to her?
No. I inquired. But frankly, you know, if I can't model without my glasses on, I'm a bit...
Well, will they not let you wear
your wrist? For this sort of modelling, they won't be focusing on your face.
No, that's very true. Coincidentally, the name of the agency does coincide with an escort agency.
So what's the name?
I'd rather not talk about it, to be honest. Listen, I'm not going to pursue it because, you know, I've got other stuff to do. But it's flattering.
Ollie, you have
can
potential.
We move on?
I think you do.
Track DeSalle.
All right, we're going to put a picture of Ollie up on the Twitter.
We'll do nothing of the kind.
You'll understand
we'll do nothing
exactly,
of the kind.
You'll understand exactly why...
when he got scouted.
Men are falling over themselves looking at him.
And women.
Just play a track. Just
so, yeah,
track.
On honouring you, Ollie, this is the model of Kraftwerk.
Oh, for God's sake.
Nightclubs. I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. No, I'm overdue. I'm really in a stew. No time to say goodbye. Hello, I'm late.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that was Bill Kraftwerk, Thompson. Kraftwerk counting us back in.
Yeah. Yes, that was nice of them.
They like to help us.
Yeah, we're on good terms with them. But that was Bill Thompson as the White Rabbit in Disneyland.
I'm late.
Yes, and he's here today.
Therein embodies one of my problems with the new Alice in Wonderland, is the voices were just not as good as the cartoon version.
Really?
Except Stephen Fry. Version is one.
Oh, Stephen Fry. No, surely Alan Rickman is... Yeah, is
Alan Rickman was good, but I mean...
Oh, Rickman's always
the
good.
Original was Calcifer. Sort of what's his name? Not Calcifer.
Mellifluous. Mellifluous.
Anyway, what's the name of the caterpillar in...
Algernon?
Yeah.
Possibly something.
The original voice is so much better.
I think, we need to talk about 3D cinema, I think.
And all its downfalls.
Well, listen, here's when it works. If the 3D element is relatively small, or at least contained within the boundaries of the screen. Because if it exceeds that, the illusion's lost.
Yes, that's always... I don't like that when you sort of...
Yes.
It just doesn't work, you can tell it's...
But, it sort of works. Although I resent having to pay an extra £2.50 for some 3D specs, which I have to return.
What? You have some places that you can't...
I've kept mine.
Really?
Well, what are your views on?
Well, some films are made for 3D, like Avatar, and that really works.
For God's sake.
But Alice in Wonderland, I saw it in 2D, but I know most people see it in 3D. That wasn't made for 3D. They added that on the end.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people said it was a bit of, it looks like it was bodged on at the end. There were just a few scenes which actually used it.
Yeah,
and it was more of a gimmick.
When I saw Up, the 3D was completely pointless, and I'd say it even ruined the film for me because I didn't like it, whereas everyone else seems to have loved it. So.
Of course, normal film is in 3D if we count time as an extra dimension.
Ooh.
No, that's the fourth dimension.
Yeah, that's the fourth dimension.
Well, it's one of the four dimensions.
Yeah, so if you count the two on the screen and time, that's three dimensions.
What are your views on 3D cinema? Email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk, text Rare on your message to 60300, or leave a message at the website
at www.rarefm.co.uk. I really want to see a 3D film.
Feel free to talk over that.
At IMAX.
At the IMAX, yeah.
We have a dream.
Do we?
Like Martin Luther King.
Are we doing that now?
Are we?
Yes, dear Catherine, emailed in a dream?
Yeah, it's not fully flourished yet.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
No, we've got it. Okay, you ready?
Oh, right.
We need to cue up the jingle.
Entertain us until I find the jingle.
I'll entertain
Mr.
you
Tan
with...
Man, give me a dream. Bum, 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 bum.
The cutest that I've ever seen.
Do, 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 do.
Give him soft lips.
Okay, we're ready. Shut up.
Dream,
Hello, listeners. Today we have a dream from Miss Catherine Ash.
Okay, then. This is Catherine's dream. I'm reading as if I'm Catherine because I'm just going to read what she's written. Okay. She's with Matt, her boyfriend, Matt Baker, who we all know. And they're trying to escape from a building that resembled ULI, that's University of London Union, for those not in the know, because it was about to explode.
Bugger.
It got...
I wouldn't mind if that...
They tried to climb out through a window, but they got stuck in it because it was too small.
Okay.
And then the next thing she remembers is that Matt only had one leg. I guess maybe it got ripped off as they were trying to...
Yeah, I can see this, yeah.
And then he puked up, and that's all she can remember.
And that's where it cut out. So...
She's more like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Dreams are nightmares.
Horrible.
Nightmares are dreams.
Well, so she's in this building, ULU.
Fake ULU.
Fake ULU. So it's not even... ULU's sort of like the ugly ULU. Twin sister of...
Mirror
of the,
ULU.
Of UCLU, some would say, the pretty twin sister. But this is even a fake one of that. So she's in this sort of a fake parallel universe. It's not even the parallel to ULU. It's the parallel universe. She's completely out of her depths here. This is going into the really, really primal instincts of her brain here. We're not talking a subconscious level. We're talking a super subconscious level here.
Super subconscious.
And she's with her boyfriend, Matt Baker. Matt Baker. He's... Sorry.
And, he's accredited. This is all totally above board.
Yeah. Matt Baker, her boyfriend. This connection, this sort of... I think he's representative of love. the feeling of love within Catherine's
subconscious. But his leg gets ripped off.
But there's an explosion. Love is but an explosion, a passionate explosion in a... in
yeah, and his leg getting ripped off.
And his leg getting ripped off is
just because it's so passionate. That
it's so passionate.
Off.
Fractured love is being fractured with Catherine's mind. She's scared that on this super subconscious level, love is no longer whole within her. Love is now being fractured into something ugly, something bloody, something messy. I'm imagining glass fracturing all over the place.
Right. Okay. Jingle, fire. Rob. Jingle.
Any final words? That's a,
no final words.
Complete, utter weird dream.
And she is a
weirdo.
Dream analysis. Tin trains judging relationships.
Well, do you think that Catherine should give up on the relationship?
I don't think it's for us to say.
I don't think Catherine should give up. I think, although love is fractured, you can always get the super glue out. And super glue up those cracks, make it whole again.
Yeah, I didn't actually want it to give up. I just wanted to link it to my next song, which is called On Giving Up, and it's by High Places.
a sin, my love, for the ones that feel it the most. Look at her with her eyes like a flame. She will love you like a fly.
Paradise Circus, Massive Attack.
Indeed, that features
Hope Sandoval.
Is it Hope Sandoval? Yeah, oh, okay, I thought it was so. The other girl who's on it a lot as well. Yeah, it's quite good, that album.
Yeah,
well, like Pitchfork it. Didn't think so. They gave it 5.
Yeah, well, Pitchfork.
Dickfork.
Cock.
Oh. All right then. It's a family show.
It's also springtime, isn't it, Oliver?
It is.
Today's the first official day of spring, isn't it?
Really?
Officially. Well,
what determine the... Is it the solstice?
Traditionally, in Britain, we'd go by St. David's Day on the 1st of March. However, the world generally go by the vernal equinox.
Thank you!
Today.
Yeah, and the weather's improving. It's more clement.
Mm. Have you had a spring clean?
I have a weekly clean anyway.
I need to do a spring clean today.
Have you had a spring clean of your Facebook friends? Because I know you like to delete them.
Oh, yeah, no, I like to keep my Facebook friends around the 100 mark, because, you know, I don't like people who I don't know particularly well having a window on my thoroughly fascinating life.
It's quite an exclusive list that DeSalle and I are on there.
I feel proud.
What's your view with friend Coles?
I
mean, that's a misnomer, really, because you're not culling friends. You're culling acquaintances or people you wouldn't actually talk to.
No, you're culling people who aren't your friends.
Precisely.
So, well, I don't really care. I've got 457 friends. And what, sucker? No, but if someone updates their status a lot and I really don't care about them, I do.
Yeah, I went through. I've only ever done it once, but I got rid of about 100 people, which was quite. It was quite satisfying.
100 people in one go.
Yeah, it's quite satisfying.
God, like, that's,
you know, no, all
that's
those
a
sort
holocaust.
Of who, no, they become friends with you and you click yes or whatever, but in reality they're just like club promoters and stuff like that.
That is my face.
Piss me off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, spring is in the air, the weather's better. We've had some showers. Oh, that's a cue for a song, April Showers. But we'll avoid that, seeing as we've already had a Disney tune. Manhattan, Ella Fitzgerald. I find it's quite sort of springy, summery in tone. Rob, would you set things up over there?
You got it, pal.
Thank you, dear.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan to an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And my fair lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Will you stay in a lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in a lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. We bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. And if you ever have to go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romance.
You're listening to Tin Trains.
Indeed. And Tin Trains needs to have more of a presence on YouTube, Oliver keeps saying.
Well, you know, I feel in our constant battle for media attention. I mean, yes,
our
we're
media
at the,
empire.
Yeah, I mean, we're at the forefront of things, all things media. But would it go amiss? I believe we've only got one video.
One.
And not even on an official Tin Trains
like
account.
Yeah, it's on my account. That's
we true. Should we should have vloggery.
But what vloggery? What kind of thing would we do? Would we be like Philip DeFranco? Or
He can be quite funny. Actually, I'm not sure if listeners are aware of Philip DeFranco. He's a large vlogger.
Does a video like three times a week about his news of the world.
He's one of the less
annoying.
Less annoying. In fact, I'd go as far as to say I find his shows enjoyable.
Yeah, I used to watch them. Last summer I watched them a lot, but then when I got back to uni, I stopped watching.
He is quite a man.
And I followed him on Twitter, but he tweets like every 20 seconds, so that's pretty annoying.
Over-tweeting.
Tin Trains would never do that.
Tin Trains would never do that.
Tin Trains loves you.
Twitch.com/Tin Trains.
Yeah, so, okay, we've run out of items, let's be honest with ourselves.
I'd imagine we should do music videos.
Mm.
Mostly of Oliver
Journey?
Dancing.
Journey? We were going to duet.
I'm very open to that.
Really? What, you two doing a duet? Not right now, no.
Which song?
I was going to go with Journey, you know, Don't Stop Believing is the classic.
Just a small town.
No, girl. We're not doing that.
Living in
stop
a
it.
Lonely world.
got a mild fascination. Got a mild fascination. Thank you.
Mystics, Electric Surfing Go-Go, my Japanese track of the week.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm considering it. I've been investigating all manner of Japanese songs.
We've got...
I'm not a fan of J-pop.
No.
That's not J-pop. J-pop is a genre. J-pop is dead in Japan.
Not when I went. There was a significant...
You may be confusing it with Shibuya Kai.
What is Shibuya Kai? Shibuya is a place in Tokyo.
I may be pronouncing it wrong, but yeah.
No, I think it's more likely that I am. But why?
It's
the section labeled J-pop was the giveaway, the significantly large section.
Yes, no, but in the charts, it doesn't have,
and it doesn't hold anymore.
Doesn't hold.
Battle of the Bands. Maybe we should talk about that. It's the final this week.
It is the final this week, and I think it's stronger final than last year.
I think it's a brilliant final. I think some of the heats were stronger than the final.
Well, the last year's final.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, we didn't...
Do our listeners know what Battle of the Bands is?
Everyone knows what Battle of the Bands is. We've done the three heats now, and the top two from all three heats have gone through to the final on Tuesday night, which should be good. Should be really good.
I'm really looking forward to Raptor Island.
There's been a lot of rubbish in the heats, but thanks to Desal and my judging on the heats, we only let the good stuff through, so it's going to be a good night.
We make sure.
Some of the proceeds go to MSF, was it like half?
I think half of it, yeah.
Half the proceeds go to Médecins Sans Frontières, which is always good.
There's some good people. I recommend you check out. There's a Facebook event for it, UCL Battle of the Bands Final.
Yeah, just search it.
And I'm personally looking forward to Raptor Island and Sean Russell.
And Chromatone, if they do their amazing dance. And the Sheridans.
The Sheridans.
I'm excited for
everyone. There's a lot of bands. I think it's going to be a good night.
I may attend.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not.
You won't. When is it? When's the date for the listeners? Share it with me.
Tuesday, day after tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Day after tomorrow. 23rd. At what time and where?
About 8.
8 o'clock in Easy J's in the Union.
Easy J's.
Second floor.
Yeah, you've been there once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I went at Freshers Week.
And on my birthday. You came
really?
In first year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, It Box.
Yeah.
Oh, the It Box. Okay.
So what are you guys doing over Easter?
Nothing. You're going away, I'm aren't working, you? Revising.
In fact, I have an appropriate song for going away. You're leaving on a jet plane, aren't you?
Yeah, but let's talk about where I'm leaving. Well, that's if BA strikes don't mess me up. What do you think about the BA strikes?
I'm all for that.
Really?
What are they striking for?
Because they don't get enough money.
Right. Well, it always comes to something that, you know, nurses are probably the only ones who should strike, but never do. That's my view on strike.
Because the world, the country, would hate them. Collapse.
True. They could do what they did in Scrubs and do a slowdown, or whatever the hell it's called.
Mm.
That was quite clever. But I'm going to California. I think I've mentioned it a million times on this show already, but Ollie always forgets. Twat. I'm going to Coachella. I'm going to go eat lots of fast food and get really fat and lay in the sun and sweat.
Like a beached walrus.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm.
It's going to be fun.
Sounds deeply relaxing.
Quite.
Speaking of lying and sweating, we're still looking for opinions and recommendations on Turkish bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, please tell us. I'm starting to be one round.
By the Turkish bath idea?
Yes, and by the all-male day.
Mm.
I think I'd rather go on a day when there's females.
Yes. Well,
yeah, but
perhaps.
I imagine the females that attend such things are not females.
Why is it? And I don't know this because I've never been to a nudist colony, but why is it on these documentaries, these Louis Theroux people and so forth, that nudist colonies never have really hot people?
I have always seen a nudist colony by accident, stumbling along. And there were, you know, some quite saggy old women.
Which I don't know if they're happy, that's fine.
But there was a couple of quite attractive women, and I felt slightly bad about myself.
You felt a bit, what's the word, voyeuristic?
Yes, because they were attractive women, and I was just watching them. So, yes, it's not a happy moment in my life, yeah.
Mm. Well, okay, it feels a little awkward in the studio now. But nudity doesn't have to be sexualized, you know.
No,
there are two ways nudity can be sexualized. It's either awkward or it's awesome. Those are the two. It's a sort of dichotomy. Or it's not, and it's perfectly natural. And, you know, here at Tin Trains...
I'm quite open to becoming a nudist.
Hell, let's take our clothes off to Sol. Pop a track on, Rob. Leaving on a jet plane.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go, I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up, to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Back again. Oh babe, I hate to go.
Spinning
So that was battles.
That was diamond.
Kraftwerk again, helping us out there with an applause.
Kraftwerk really love us today. Mm.
Yeah, they're going for it today.
So it's our last show.
Yeah, Oliver, you have quite a feminine body, don't you? Yeah,
thank you. Wow. And you kept that quiet, Rob.
I know.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make much noise.
I know, yeah, it's true. But let's just say, to look at, well, it's like going from a TV screen to the IMAX. Just taking up my entire field of vision.
The TV screen was, what, me trousered, and the IMAX is me untrousered?
Wow. Like a pop-up buck.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Matron, take them away.
I'm glad this is
yeah, we might have taken off our clothes.
Yeah.
Well.
But, you know, soon there'll be a webcam, and it'll happen again. So this is the last show for the term. I must say, this year is flying by.
This is the fastest the year's gone by, I think, for me. My entire life.
Indeed.
I don't think there's much more to say, apart from to thank our listeners.
The Magnificent Seven.
Yes, although it did climb.
It climbed a lot higher.
Thank you to Rob Akeemian.
Thank you to Oliver Ray.
Thank you
to DeSalle.
You bastards. Thank you all.
And we will see you next term.
What the hell was that?
Kraftwerk.
just say, see you later as well.
Alright, this is Gorillaz to Binge.
That was a bit clumsy.
Yes, it was. We're still...
No!
Thank you.
The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all his might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd, because it was the middle of the night. The moon was shining sulkily, because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done.
It's very rude of him,
she said,
to come and spoil the fun.
The sea was wet as wet could be, the sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud, because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead, there were no birds to fly. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand.
If this were only cleared away,
they said,
it would be grand.
If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose,
the walrus said,
that they could get it clear?
I doubt it,
said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear.
Oh, oysters, come and walk with us,
the walrus did beseech.
A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than four to give a hand to each.
The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed. But four young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd, because, you know, they hadn't any feet. For other oysters followed them, and yet another four. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hopping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock, conveniently low, and all the little oysters stood and waited in a row.
The time has come,
the walrus said,
to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot and where the pigs have wings.
But wait a bit,
the oysters cried.
Before we have our chat, for some of us are out of breath and all of us are fat.
No hurry,
said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that.
A loaf of bread,
the walrus said,
is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, besides, are good, are very good indeed. Now, if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed.
But not on us!
The oysters cried, turning a little blue.
After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do. The night is fine,
the walrus said.
Do you admire the view? It was kind of you to come, and you were very nice.
The carpenter said nothing, but...
Cut us another slice. I wish you were not quite so deaf. I'd have to ask you twice.
It seems a shame,
the walrus said,
to play them such a trick, after we've brought them so far and made them trot so quick.
The carpenter said nothing, but...
The butter's spread too thick.
I weep for you,
the walrus said.
I deeply sympathise.
With sobs and tears he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes.
Oh, oysters,
said the carpenter.
You've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again?
But answer came then on, and this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten every one.
It was Carol.